This is KRCU's Going Public, and I'm Clayton Hester. In a recent conversation, I spoke with State Representative Kathy Swan from Missouri's District 147 on the recent legislative session. In this portion of the interview, we discuss Missouri's contentious 8-week abortion ban. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that you voted in favor of the 8-week abortion ban?
Correct.
But did you have a direct role in organizing and pushing for the legislation?
Actually, I did. I had an amendment. Okay. The piece of that that was mine was the late-term pain-capable act. I actually had filed that bill as well. The language is a little bit different on that than it is on the bill that I had filed. Research has shown that unborn children about the age of 18 to 20 weeks gestation can feel pain. In fact, when surgeries are done on unborn children while they're still in utero, particularly spina bifida has been a successful surgery for those children, they're given anesthesia. So both the mother's given anesthesia and the unborn child's given anesthesia. So that was my amendment that was on that particular bill. What we're doing are protecting the vulnerable, and unborn children are definitely vulnerable.
Do you think the courts will be on your side in this issue? Is this going to be upheld?
Some of the pieces may not hold up in court, but the late-term pain-capable unborn child piece, which was mine, has withstood court challenge. In fact, in Texas, apparently that was added to a bill, and that when Texas had a court challenge to the bill, that piece of it was not even noted. So it didn't. That was not. So that was one of the later court cases, and that particular one was not even brought up. There is a severability piece in that bill, which is important to know, which means that if one part of it is thrown out in court, then the other pieces of that particular legislation survive.
The narrative has been that these state laws are a direct challenge to the federal legality of abortion. Is that true to your mind and to the minds of the other lawmakers that worked on it?
I think some of it does involve that, and I know that the bill was constructed so that there probably would be a court challenge, particularly with the 8 and the 10-week piece. I have read, as you've read, regarding what's been going on around the nation and the other states. So perhaps there's some grand plan. I'm not knowledgeable that there is, but there does seem to be more movement toward that.
If the abortion ban stands, do you think that some of the division and the contention that have been going on ever since its passage will sort of be remedied?
You know, it would be great to predict the future, but I don't know. I don't really see that. I'm thinking the only way that that might occur is if something is done federally.
Any other issues you wanted to highlight?
Well, I would also mention this was the third year for the shared parenting fix on the bill. We had passed the bill, and it was mine. It was brought to me by a constituent here in Cape regarding fathers and custody and parenting time between mothers and fathers. So we did pass the initial bill at that time, but we needed additional language, legal language in statute, rebuttable presumption language, that when a couple would go in divorce proceedings and child custody issues, that the judge would look at it very objectively, with the default that he or she would maximize the amount of time spent with each parent. Obviously, we have to consider where school is, where both parents' jobs are, that sort of thing.
We've been going public with State Representative Kathy Swan talking about the 8-week abortion ban passed by lawmakers in May. To hear our full interview, visit krcu.org.